We're going to get into the message for this morning, and we're going to continue. We're kind of coming to the end of our series in the Holy Spirit. We have two left, this Sunday and next Sunday. So we're going to get in there, and we're going to talk about the final two manifestations of the individual gifts that can be given to individuals, of course, by the Holy Spirit. And those are something that everybody's heard about. You guys probably use them in your life constantly, and you're committed to them in some ways. You probably, you know, learn those things and you have them in your lives without even putting a lot of effort into. They come along. But the Holy Spirit can give us such a bigger understanding and a bigger serving of this gift in our life. And one of those gifts that the Holy Spirit gives us is discernment. I'm sure you guys have heard that word, discernment. For those of you that have you ever looked up the definition of discernment, what it actually says? It's meaning to know the difference is basically what it boils down to. Discernment is meaning to know the difference. To have knowledge, to have understanding, to have wisdom between right and wrong. Discernment between right and wrong. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 9 through 11, it talks about how Solomon prayed for something, right? And we know Solomon prayed. We talked about it last week. Solomon prayed for what? He prayed for wisdom and understanding so he could lead the nation. But he also prayed for something else, which was discernment. So if you would, please grab your Bibles, grab your apps, whatever you have in front of you. Grab that and turn it to 1 Kings chapter 3. And we're going to take a look at what he prayed for and how we prayed for it, and why he prayed for it. 1 Kings chapter 3, starting at verse 9. Okay, I'll give you a few seconds here. All right. So at verse 9, it starts with this. It says, "So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, "Since you have asked for this and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment in administering justice." So among King Solomon's prayer for wisdom, prayer for understanding, he prayed for discernment. And God said, "You've prayed for discernment to serve for justice. To know the difference between right and wrong and knowing what justice is and what justice is not. Discernment in administering justice at his level." But we all need to have discernment in our lives also so we may also serve and provide justice. Justice in our little area of life and how we treat ourselves, how we treat people in general. Knowing the difference between right and wrong, right? If you don't know the difference between right and wrong, how do you serve and have justice in your life? One of the psalmists prayed in his book, in Psalm 119, he prayed this. He prayed that he would give, "So I am your servant, give me discernment that I may understand your statutes." He wanted discernment so he would understand God's statutes. He would understand what God is saying to him, what he's speaking to him, how God wants him to live his life. He wanted discernment to know those things. So he prayed to God for those, for that heaping helping of discernment. Because he wanted to live in a correct way with God, live in a correct way in life. You know, the majority of our discernment actually comes from our experiences in life. Did you realize that? Your discernment that most people have, especially the world has, that discernment comes through experiences that you live through in your daily lives. That we would walk out here and we learned what is right and wrong from sources out there. And the world has sources for discernment. You know, we end up weighing what's right and wrong on those experiences that we have outside of our Lord and Savior even. We know what feels right and wrong, don't we? We know when somebody has done something against us that feels bad, and we know it's wrong. We know if we do something to somebody else, we know the fact that it's wrong. It's not that it's you know, a big surprise to us. We know those things. We can feel those things. We feel those things because God has said, I will write my precepts on your heart and in your minds. So we understand those things. But the world outside has a way of looking also at discernment and basing their right and wrong based upon the experiences that they have and what's right for them. And because of that, the world's discernment, the world's right and wrong, shifts from one viewpoint to another, depending upon what's popular in that day and age. We've seen it happen. It's happening now. We've seen the big push. We'll have the big push. Somebody will be on one side of the pendulum and push it really hard and it goes over. And then somebody on the other side will push it back. And that's the way the discernment in the world goes. It goes back and forth because there's nothing solid in there to keep it right, that it sways from one opinion to another. That's the way the world believes in discernment. That's the way the world lives in that, because it comes from individuals. It comes from human beings. It comes from a source that changes and sways over time. But our discernment, the discernment that we have inside of us, the discernment that we call home, comes from a different source. And we all realize and know what that source is, right? Our source is our Lord and Savior, is our God. Our source is that which He has provided us most, you know, in a divine source, which is mainly the Word of God even. That the Word of God provides us with a source of discernment between what's right and what's wrong. You can go into the Ten Commandments and you can read in the Ten Commandments just like what's right and what's wrong, how God wants you to live and how He doesn't want you to live. You can read through Numbers, Deuteronomy, you can read through the entire Bible and see in there how God wants you to live your lives, what's right and what's wrong. He spells it out for us. Sometimes in very lengthy paragraphs, He spells it out. But He gives that to us for a reason, so we live a life according to what He wants us to know, what He deems to be right and wrong. And it's important that we realize that, that this divine source, the Word, gauges our discernment from the foundation which never changes. This foundation that we stand on will never change between what's good and evil, what's right and wrong. We will not sit on the pendulum going and bouncing back and forth between one idea, one notion, one popular event to another one. We stand on a rock solid foundation of our Lord, knowing exactly what is right and what is wrong. When the earth would shake, that foundation will stand firm. When the waters come, that foundation will stand firm. When the wind blows, that foundation stands firm. It does not move. And because of that, we can be sure, knowing that what we believe in good and bad is true and is part of what God has put into us. Another source that we get of knowing discernment actually comes from Holy Spirit. Did you know that? That you get a heaping dose of Holy Spirit discernment in your lives. And you can have such a helping of discernment in your lives from the Holy Spirit that it can be well beyond what you'll learn even in the world. That Holy Spirit can come in and give you such discernment that it's beyond what we can naturally receive. Throughout the book of 1 Corinthians, we've been talking about the gifts of Holy Spirit. And Paul talks about a lot about the gifts of Holy Spirit and what we can have. In fact, in chapter 12, verse 10, he talks about how we can have miraculous powers, how we can have the ability to prophesy, how we can distinguish between spirits or speak in tongues or interpret tongues. We can have those things. But the one to point out there is that he gives people also the ability to distinguish between spirits, which is evil and good. And we need to have that ability to do that. We need to have the ability to be able to distinguish those because we live in a world that's going through a spiritual battle. Does it feel like you're in a spiritual battle? Does it feel like you're attacked sometimes and you have no idea where it's coming from? Do you feel like somebody's whispering inside you at every, you know, at a few moments and you wonder who's whispering to you? When nobody's around, when you can just feel the energy of what's going on, and sometimes that energy is not good energy, and sometimes the energy is loving, kind energy. That's the spiritual battle that we live in this life, in this world. But there are people, there are even churches out there, there's you know, others that would argue that this gift is no longer needed. That you don't need Holy Spirit to come and give you the ability to distinguish between good and evil, to distinguish between spirits. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but I would say I'd be one that would disagree with that. They would say that you don't need this because we have the complete Bible. We had the Bible. They didn't have the Bible back then, so they couldn't distinguish. They needed some other source, and the Holy Spirit was that source. That we have the Bible now to know everything we need to know about distinguishing between spirits, and I'm not so sure that's true. Because there are things that happen, things that come on, things that glom onto your life that sometimes that you can't really explain that happen. It's like, how does this happen? And you can find some of an answer in there, but the ability to distinguish what's going on and between the good and evil of it, between the justice of it, between the badness of it, or the light of it, we need to have Holy Spirit in our lives to tell us these things. He's there to tell us these things. And why does he tell us these things? Because he wants us to be safe. He wants you to be safe in your life as you walk this earth, as you walk your path in the Lord. You know that Satan is not happy you believe in Jesus. He is not happy. But I don't think we understand the magnitude of how angry that he really is. That we walk a path dedicated to God, dedicated to Jesus, when we can have all this stuff of the world that he wants to give us. He would draw us away from Jesus to give these things. We need to have the ability to discern when he is there tip-tapping at our door trying to get in. He there raps on the door loudly to get inside of us. You know when God raps on your door, he doesn't rap on your door really loud. He gives you a little knock. Gives you a little knock. Satan would come up to that door and he would pounce on that. You would think he's trying to beat the door in. And that's when Holy Spirit, that's why we need Holy Spirit to say, that's not God doing that. That we would know the difference between good and evil spirits. We need this gifting. We need to be able to distinguish between those, to see the true character of what's going on, the true character of people, the true character of prophets, the true character of just everybody. We need to be like Solomon, who prayed for and asked for the ability to discern between good and bad, so that he may be able to administer justice in the right way. I couldn't understand how Solomon did a lot of things that he did, especially like one of the first accounts of him having to deal with two mothers and a baby. I don't know if I would have the courage or the ability, the wisdom, the understanding, the discernment to give the answer that he gave. Do you remember the answer that he gave? It's pretty extreme. He says, I'll find out who the real mother is. We're going to cut this baby in two, and we'll give half to each. It's like, you look at that, it's like, what good does that do? But he knew, he had the discernment in there. And he says, the real mother would not allow this to happen. The real mother would love this baby so much that they would rather see this baby go somewhere else and live than to die in this manner. That's a discernment that is great indeed. To know, to be able to tell those things. Because we need discernment. We need it so bad in this way. Because we have things coming up in life that can truly affect us, and we need this discernment. Would you please, in your Bibles, if you still have them out, turn to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 4. And I want you to read in there why we need this discernment, why we need to have it so completely in our lives. And the Holy Spirit is the one, the true one, that can give us what we need in the time. We're going to turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 1, it says, the Spirit clearly says that in latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. In latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits. Not just regular spirits, but things taught by demons. You need to have Holy Spirit give you a heap and helping of discernment. Because it's not if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen. And it probably happens more often than you realize, that you have somebody whispering into your heart, whispering into your ear, whispering into your mind, and telling you falseness that comes from things taught by demons. That those people that would utter the Lord's word, that you would know and have a heaping helping of discernment to know what they're uttering is from God or from not. We need to have that to keep our faith, that we would not fall away from faith. We have it all around us. People who would misuse God's word. It's all over. They will take up and they will actually read the Bible and use the words in the Bible, just like the serpent did in the garden. Use the words of God to mislead you, to teach you something different than what God would have you know and have you live by. That's why we need to have discernment. We need to have this. We need to have the faith in our lives. And we must always have faith, right, folks? You have to have faith no matter what you're doing. And the Holy Spirit, He gives faith. Did you know He can give you such faith that you have never known what faith is? I mean, sometimes I wonder, it's like Jesus talks about having faith the size of a mustard seed. It's like, that's pretty tiny. And I always wonder sometimes if that's the faith that I have. At least that size of that mustard seed, that I could do this and things would happen. But the Holy Spirit can give you such faith beyond that, that He can deliver that to ways that you have no doubt in your mind whatsoever that this faith is inside of you. And we must always have faith. Holy Spirit gives faith, and we know what faith is, right? We learned about it many times, and hopefully I drilled it into you, Hebrews 11:1, right? Faith is confidence in what we hope for, right? And assurance about what we do not see. That's His faith. Do you have faith? Do you have confidence in what you hope for? If you hope for it, I would say you probably do. You'd have confidence that you want it and that you're going to get it. But it's the second part about having assurance for what you do not see. And sometimes we get caught up on faith. That's the harder part. But Holy Spirit delivers that and gives you that kind of faith. That you don't see it, but you know it to be true. You know it to be there. And I would say that if you call yourself a believer in Jesus, that you have that faith. Because any believer in Jesus has faith. Have you physically seen Jesus? Probably not. If you have, you are truly blessed. But for those of us who haven't, we believe in Jesus. We have faith in Him. And we are truly blessed because of that faith. And we know we have faith because without faith, it's impossible to please God. That's also in Hebrews 11. That's in verse 6 where it says, it's impossible to please God without faith. Because if we believe that He exists, we have to have faith. If you believe God exists, you have to have faith. So if you know you have that kind of faith, we can believe also that Holy Spirit can give you greater faith. That can give you faith beyond the natural realm of what we know. Some people would call out and say, well, to have faith is to please God. And we'd have to have so much faith in our lives to be able to please God, right? But the Holy Spirit gives us the special ability to have faith beyond what we think is possible, beyond those even some There's certain people in the Bible that you look at and you think just have tremendous faith. Are there certain people when you read through the scriptures that you look at them and go, those people had truly had just great faith? Are there any? Give me a name. Give me a name of somebody that you look at had great faith in the Bible. Moses. Abraham. That's it? Mary? Daniel. Job. These are good ones. These are good ones. These are known ones. There's some like Abigail, Zipporah. How about that? You know, we talked about Esther having faith. We also talked about have Jabez, Joseph. How about Joseph? Do you think he had faith when he says, you know, Mary, we're going to stay together? These people had tremendous faith. There's even people in modern, contemporary times that had great faith. How about, do you guys know Carrie Ten Boom? Who went through the Holocaust? How about Tim Tebow? Do you consider him to have great faith? When those people all around him were kneeling in protest, he was kneeling to pray. Even when they got on him, even when they made fun of him, even when it probably cost him a job. These are just a couple people. And I'm sure there's people all around you that you think about that have great faith. But you know the person that stands out for me the most that has great faith was Stephen. Scripture, Stephen. Stephen was a person of great faith. Not one of the chosen 12. Didn't get specially taught by Jesus. But we know he was a person of great faith. Why? Because we're told that he had great faith. In the book of Acts in chapter 6, verse 5, it says that he was a person of great faith and Holy Spirit. And that's why he stands out. That's why he's in Scripture. That's why he's there for us to look at him to know that Stephen had faith and he had Holy Spirit. And it was probably his Holy Spirit that gave him that faith to stand and go through what he went through when they decided to stone him. That faith brought him through that. You know, there's many places in the Bible where it says that people saw Jesus sitting at the right hand of God. But in this particular instance, Stephen saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Because of Stephen's faith and what he had, Jesus stood there. That's like getting a standing ovation. Could you imagine getting a standing ovation from Jesus? That he had that faith. And they had Holy Spirit in his life to be able to do that. This is something beyond belief. Sometimes it's really difficult for us to really know how many multitudes of people have faith. For the simple fact of that, most of them go unnoticed. The ones with great faith don't spend a lot of time outside, you know, touting their faith. They're behind the scenes. They're doing their prayer. They're doing their things. In fact, there's a little article I read and I looked up, and it's something in there was written by Don Stewart. And he said this, and I want to read it to you. He says, the gift of faith seems to be a special ability to trust God in all circumstances. The person with this gift of faith will spend time in prayer believing that the Lord will do certain things as well as claiming his promises. This means that many people who have this gift are unknown to other Christians since they exercise their gift in the presence of the Lord and him alone. There's a lot of people out there that probably have this great faith. In fact, I'm probably looking at a few here that you don't tout this ability. That what you go through in life, what you're going into and what you're working through in life, you have great faith and you don't put it out there for everybody. You spend that time with God and him alone, speaking and praying to him and having that inside of you. You have the Holy Spirit that is giving you this faith, because this faith does not come naturally. And some of you suffer in silence even. And you do these things because you have such a relationship with God that you want to speak to him and him alone about it. And that's okay. That's great. That's special. It's blessed that you can have this faith. And I know each and every person here, if you don't consider yourself to have this faith, you can have it. This can be available to everybody. But how do we get that faith? How do we find that? Well, we start in the simplest places, right? We start in the Word of God, as we spoke about. We start reading about how God works in our lives, and we give Him our lives. We hear the message, right? We hear Him talk through the Word, through His messengers, through whatever avenue that He talks to you. We hear those things, and we know those things. Because it says, consequently, faith comes through the hearing of the message, right? And the message is heard through the Word about Christ. That's in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, that we have faith that comes from hearing the message. And the message is heard through the Word about Christ. This is a way, this is a stepping stone to that faith that we're talking about. This is a jumping off point on a journey, a lifelong journey that can take you places in faith that you never thought you would be able to go and to have that in life. But you have to personally know God first before you can have this faith. You have to be able to hear His voice in your life to have this type of faith. You have to want to have this. You hear His word through the, or you hear His voice through the Word, but you also hear His voice through Holy Spirit. We're not cut off from what God wants us to have. We're not cut off from the faith that He wants the world to have. We're not cut off from Holy Spirit. We're not cut off from the gifts Holy Spirit gives. We have those. As long as we want those, we can seek those, and hopefully the Holy Spirit deems that you have this. And faith is one of those, that unnatural faith that comes through any situation. But it doesn't mean that you don't have faith if you don't consider yourself not to have this faith the Holy Spirit can pile upon you. Because most of the people that have this type of faith have gone through something extreme. And I know I would pray that nobody would ever go through something that extreme. But it doesn't mean you don't have faith. It doesn't mean the Holy Spirit's not pouring into your life and giving you faith. It doesn't mean the Holy Spirit's not there giving you discernment. What it means is that the Holy Spirit is always there with us and pouring into us and giving us what we need at the time we need it. We're all part of that. But we need to stop looking at faith. We need to stop looking at this relationship God as merely as about getting something from God. We need to look at it differently. We have a popular culture out there in this day and age, and it was even more a little popular in the past, but the name it and claim it popularity. You guys heard of that one? Where that if you pray for it and you name it, God's going to give it to you no matter what. There's people out there that have that mentality that no matter what they pray for, if they pray for it fervently enough, if they pray for it, in such a way that they're specific, that God will give it to them, that they would look at Scripture and they would say that, well, we prayed for it, so it says, you know what? How many of you pray for this and God would give you that? But if you name it and claim it, and I'm not so sure that's right, because I think they're looking at faith in the wrong way. I think they're looking at faith in entirely a different way than God wants them to see faith. God wants them to see faith in such a way that we would have faith in Him and Him alone, no matter what comes along our way, no matter what He deems that we need. In fact, there are people out there who would tell us that if something doesn't happen in our lives, that we need more faith. That if something didn't come along, if we didn't receive healing or we didn't receive this or we didn't see that, we didn't have enough faith. Folks, I'm here to tell you that's not true. Just because you didn't receive what you wanted from God at the time you've asked for it, or even beyond, doesn't mean that you don't have faith. Doesn't mean that He doesn't necessarily want to give it to you. The only thing it means is that He has something else planned. He has something else for you. And even though we don't understand what he's talking about at the moment, doesn't mean it's not good. It just doesn't feel good at the moment, perhaps. That's what faith is about. That's what faith really does. Faith gets us through those moments, and the Holy Spirit can give us that faith. And the Holy Spirit does give us that faith. All you have to do is want it. We need to start looking at faith in less of a material blessing and more of a spiritual blessing. Let me say that again for you. We need to start looking at faith in less of a material blessing and more of a spiritual blessing. So that's what true faith is. Faith in believing God no matter what. Even in the hurt, even in the joy, no matter when, that's that faith. The gift of faith is more about trust in God than anything else. Trusting God to provide, trusting God to lead, trusting God whenever, no matter where we're at in life. Leaning on God in all circumstances. Sometimes that's very difficult that we do that, that we lean on God in all circumstances, because we don't like some of the circumstances that we live with in life. You know? Our life is not all a bunch of roses, ticker tape parades, parties. Life is tough and difficult. That's what faith is about. That's why Holy Spirit is there. And the more we know Him, the more we know about Holy Spirit, the more we know about God, the more we know about what He wants in our life, the more we trust Him, the more we lean on Him, the more faith grows inside of us. That's what Holy Spirit does along the way. Holy Spirit grows your faith along the way. He can give you an extra helping of faith, but you have to be ready for it. You have to want it, because He can grow it along the way. And that's His purpose. That's what He wants to do for each and every one of us. Yet He grows us along the way. And this great faith that we talk about, the Holy Spirit, it seems intangible sometimes, doesn't it? It seems like it's so far out of reach. But it's not. It's not out of reach. Take your hand, put it out like that. There it is. There it is. That's your faith. That's God giving you faith. That's the Holy Spirit putting faith right in your hand. All you have to do is reach out your hand, folks. All I got to do is reach out my hand. And we'll have that. Because faith is something that all believers possess. And if you consider yourself to be a believer, you have that faith. And together, we're going to grow in our faith. It's a journey we have together. And I like having journeys together. Because I learned so much. I learned so much from you. I learned so much from God. But it all takes time and a process. And sometimes some of that process is difficult. But those are the moments that truly grow faith. Those are the moments that truly show us that we have that great faith. Those are the moments that we end up smack dab in the middle of God's presence, whether you realize it or not. So we're going to grow faith together. We're going to learn discernment. We're going to know the difference between good and evil. We're going to know the difference between right and wrong. That there would be those times that when somebody says something false, we know whether it's from God or not. And we do this together. And we do it together. And we do it with the Holy Spirit. Right? So it's a good time. It is a good time. Whether you think or not, it's still a good time. So let's stand and let's worship the Lord, and let's thank Him for the faith that we do have. Let's thank Him for the discernment that He has already given to us. Let's thank Him for that which He will give to us, because this is what we do. We are His children. We are His church. We are His people, and we will follow Him wherever He goes, and we will have faith, discernment, happiness, joy, peace during it all, right? Right?